Good afternoon, I'm Mary Lee. This is your Pix Now update. We continue to follow developing news out of the East Bay, where police in Pittsburgh are searching for the driver who struck and killed a man, then took off. It happened around 1:30 this morning at West Leland and Bailey Roads. Earlier today, police blocked off the intersection, forcing a massive backup for cars. No word yet on the victim's identity or any description of the suspected vehicle. A car also struck and killed a pedestrian in Santa Rosa this morning. It happened on Stony Point Road just after 7. Police say it was raining a lot at the time, it was dark, and the pedestrian was jaywalking. The 18-year-old driver stopped at the scene and called police. The victim's identity has not been released. Right now, UC workers across the state are on strike once again because of failed bargaining. For 20 months, the UC and the union, representing thousands of research, technical, and healthcare workers, have been negotiating, but has gone nowhere. Heart of the issue, wage inequality.
The university is taking too much money out to pay high-paid executives six-figure salaries and raises and bonuses instead of taking care of their aligned staff and their workers.
The strike at UCSF Parnassus forced hundreds of doctor's visits and over 100 chemo appointments to be rescheduled. In the meantime, weekend staff and contracted employees were brought in. The strike will continue throughout the day. However, there's no telling when a resolution will be reached. Some Bay Area mayors joining California Governor Gavin Newsom today to address the issue of homelessness across the state. Governor Newsom says we need more resources.
We related the issues of temporary solutions, situational solutions to addressing the issue of homelessness, and that is housing, but also the issues of shelters and how we can focus on short-term as well as long-term strategies.
Governor Newsom added, when it comes to the budget, it's not just about money, it's about reprioritizing. President Trump lashing out on Twitter today against the husband of one of his closest advisors, Kellyanne Conway. George Conway has been one of President Trump's most high-profile critics. Today, the president called Conway Mr. Kellyanne Conway and said he was a stone-cold loser and husband from hell. Conway, who is a prominent conservative attorney, responded with, "You are nuts." That tweet has since been deleted.
He's a whack job. There's no question about it, but I really don't know him. I think he's doing a tremendous disservice to a wonderful wife.
This week, Kellyanne said she does not agree with her husband's concerns about the president's mental fitness. We kicked off the first day of spring with some showers, but now we're getting a break from the rain, at least in some spots. Taking a live look with our San Jose camera, you can see some patches of blue out there. Here's high def Doppler. So dry for some of us, but you can still see some strong cells popping up. So we're tracking that for you for the North Bay. You can see some cells from Angwin as well as down through Glen Ellen. And some of this could contain some hail. So watching that closely, these brief heavy downpours there. And especially for the Tri-Valley, you can see near Livermore and also Tracy, and even had a few lightning strikes near the Tracy area. Down across the South Bay, a few spotty showers as well as for the peninsula. Satellite and radar view, we have that dip in the jet stream, this trough of low pressure bringing the unsettled weather. So as we head through the day, we are looking at off and on showers. So that is a possibility. Brief heavy downpour and isolated thunderstorm, and then a break for Thursday, and then another weather system rolls in with more rain for Friday. Well, there are some new additions to the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry. They just inducted 25 American recordings that are all regarded as culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. Among them, rapper Jay-Z's sixth studio album, The Blueprint, a speech from Senator Robert F. Kennedy on the death of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and Neil Diamond's classic single, Sweet Caroline. Well, we'll be back with another update at the top of the hour. You can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.